As we've heard, the government's revamped housing policy, which has been months in the planning, is due to be published within the next couple of weeks. This was confirmed by the Housing Minister, James Brown, on the day that the Cabinet approved a proposal to give the private sector the power to develop wastewater treatment plants. The hope is that this will help to speed up home building in towns and villages. Under the plan, Uisce Éireann would then take over the running of any privately built plants. James Brown joins us now from Leinster House. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Why are you making this change?
Well, I'm absolutely determined to increase the amount of houses that are being provided right across the country, and so that people can live in the communities they want to live in. And while the cities and our larger towns are a key part of that, so are our rural villages, so people can live in their local parishes. And being able to facilitate builders to deliver wastewater treatment solutions in those local villages is key to delivering housing in those villages. Uisce Éireann has record funding. They have a huge amount of work to do. The reality is, in terms of being able to speed up delivery of homes, we need to use every method available to us. And as I say, we are a country that's proud of our communities. We want every community to be able to access housing in their local communities. So this is just one method, one step in terms of accelerating housing delivery in this country.
So how then will this work? For instance, who's going to pay for the building of these treatment plants?
Well, the builders and developers will pay for them. The scheme will facilitate up to 40 homes. They will also have to apply for any planning permissions that are required to deliver these homes as well. But it will be delivered by way of what's known as general binding rules. So this will mean that the developers will know what the criteria is that they have to meet to be able to use this facility that's been provided. It'll be overseen by Uisce Éireann, and those general binding rules will be decided by the Environmental Protection Agency to ensure that any scheme that's put in place meets the requirements of both the Environmental Protection Agency and Uisce Éireann, so that while we have that framework of quality and safety that we now have in place continues to be met. But it's absolutely crucial, in my view, to providing homes in our rural communities.
But if the builder is going to have to pay for these plants, presumably that means the cost of houses becomes more expensive.
Well, if the developer will build them and it will be handed over to Uisce Éireann at the end of that process, but there is always a cost, if you like, to providing wastewater or water facilities. What we need to do here is be able to facilitate that delivery of those homes by facilitating.
But why would a developer want to take on additional cost?
Well, the alternative is to be able to facilitate the delivery of those homes. And this has been called for by the construction industry. And I've met with the construction industry on numerous occasions. But it's also been called for by local communities who want to see homes delivered in their villages. And we have very high standards now around wastewater, and rightly so. But we need to be able to facilitate home delivery as well and ensure that both of those can be done, is what this policy is about.
When is all of this going to happen?
So I will have the general binding rules in place by the end of the year, and I expect by the end of February then that the first developers will be able to see the benefit of being able to use these. So we've been working on these for a number of months. I was determined when we became Minister of Housing to, as I say, accelerate housing delivery in all forms, in all areas, in all communities, so people can have the homes that they need to live in their own local communities. And rural housing has to be part of that, and that's why I was determined to get a solution in place here.
Presumably, though, building a treatment plant requires a certain level of expertise. Are you confident that that expertise is out there?
I'm very confident that expertise is out there. And as I say, Uisce Éireann and Environmental Protection Agency will be ensuring that any of these systems meet all the necessary quality and safety framework requirements as well. So I am confident. Obviously, it's up to the developer to, they will be paying for this facility. They will be getting the planning permission. So they will need to ensure as well that when the expertise they are seeking meets the requirement, otherwise they will end up, I suppose, facing wasted costs if they don't have the necessary expertise brought in. But I am confident that is there.
For months now, you've been signalling that further change is on the way when it comes to the government's housing policy. So when exactly is this revamped version of Housing for All going to be published?
So the revamped publication, our new housing plan, will be published within the next 2 weeks, and my aim is in to do it now as quickly as possible. We haven't waited for the plan. We've been making significant decisions over the last 8 months, such as extending rent pressure zones to a national basis, amending apartment guidelines, ending what's known as a four-stage process, for example, with local authorities. And your listeners won't be familiar with that, but actually it's the bane of a lot of local authorities, so that they have the capacity to deliver social homes on a rapid basis. And also measures such as brought in by Minister Donoghue in conjunction working with myself, the Department of Housing, around tax measures and planning reforms as well, and exemptions. And this has all been about addressing the twin track problems of affordability, so people can afford the homes that they need, while also accelerating housing by way of addressing the viability issues. And so what the plan will do is very much centred around the how the decisions, big decisions we've been making over the last 8 months that really is going to affect affordability and viability in a positive way, how that is going to be implemented over the coming years to ensure that we have the homes we needed, as I say, in the cities and towns, but also in the rural areas.
All
but
right.
I think it is important to emphasise we have not been waiting for this plan. We have been instigating some very significant reforms over the last
and
8 months.
And yet the number of people living in emergency accommodation continues to grow, up 13%, I think, over the last year. It now stands at just over 16,600 people, many of them children. The Simon community says governments have failed the children of Ireland and should be ashamed. How do you respond?
Well, look, from my perspective, it's totally unacceptable to have any child in emergency accommodation. And I'm certainly not happy that the number of children in emergency accommodation has been
growing.
But
you and all your predecessors have been saying this for years now.
And that's why when I became Minister for Housing, the first thing I did was meet with all the homeless organisations on site in their locations. I have been heavily involved with the homeless organisations to see what changes we need to make. The housing plan is part of that. Also, the homeless prevention plan that will be coming out in the next couple of weeks as well. But also making some key decisions as we've been moving along. For example, an additional €50 million to be able to acquire homes to get people who are the longest in emergency accommodation back out into homes, and working with the local authorities on a granular level, identifying
these
families.
But the fact is the number continues to grow month after month after month.
The number has grown, and for me that's unacceptable, and that's why every decision I've been making has been about increasing the supply of homes, because the only ultimate solution to preventing homelessness is increasing that supply of homes. And I think the changes we've made over the last 8 months, and that we will through the housing plan, will address that, because that's where we want to get to, that nobody is going into emergency accommodation to begin with, and in the meantime exiting people as quickly as possible. We do have record numbers of homelessness. That is unacceptable. It's also important to point that we have record levels of exits from homelessness, so we're getting people back out as quickly as possible, and record preventions as well. We're doing this at every level, but ultimately it's about increasing the number of homes, and in particular social homes.
Okay.
And that's where I've been
as you talk about the number of new homes, the government target for this year is 41,000. Will you miss that target?
Look, I've accepted several months ago that target is not realistic for this year. We are starting from a much lower base on last year's numbers than we would have expected. So we do now have to catch up, and as quickly as possible.
The number forecast by the central bank, 32,500, is that likely to be about right?
I've never been in the business of forecasting. I've always believed that it's just about maximising delivery as quickly as possible, and it's about results. A number of organisations have come out with different figures over the last number of months.
Many, though, in and around the 32,000.
In and around 34,000 is what most of them are suggesting.
Sound about right to you?
We had predictions last year, very varying, and some of them didn't come true. Even those who are making predictions this year have changed those predictions as the year has moved on. It's a very dynamic situation. My aim is not about targeted numbers. It's about maximising delivery, and in turn to be judged on results. So what I do believe is that we will see a significant increase on housing from last year, and a regaining of that momentum and driving into next year. And the changes we've made this year, we won't see those results until at least next year. But I believe we have made the changes now to address, as I say, affordability, which is so important that people can afford the homes they need, but also availability and viability, so the homes are actually there for them to be able to buy or to move in the case of social homes.
Just before you leave us, I know you're among the Fianna Fáil politicians who received media training from Ivan Yates. Do you have any qualms about receiving training from someone who might then be interviewing you on the radio?
Well, look, I got media training from Ivan Yates. I doubt there's anybody in Dáil Éireann who hasn't gotten media training at some point in their careers, and every party and independent would use media training, so they would. And I got that from Ivan, and I thought, and you know, Ivan is a very good media trainer and has a unique perspective coming from both a political and a journalistic background. I think beyond that, it's a matter for Ivan as to what his duties or responsibilities
are. Should the public know, though, if an interviewer is also giving media training to politicians?
I think yes. You know, I think that would be a positive thing to do. But ultimately, it is for the interviewer to make that declaration. I don't think it's possible for individual people who's got media trained or for parties to be able to, ensure that that happens. I think that is a matter for the interviewer and their duties.
All right. James Brown, Minister for Housing, thank you for joining us this afternoon.